This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Chairman Peterson, Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and Ranking Member Goodlett released a proposal for the Farm Bill Conference that would contain a number of changes relative to the House-passed bill from last year. And in particular, it does set all target prices at 2007 crop levels. In the case of cotton, though, of concern is that it does not include a number of the priorities that were sought by the industry, in particular some of the adjustments to the determination of the adjusted world price, and also the economic assistance for domestic cotton mills is no longer in the proposal released by Chairman Peterson.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
In addition to the changes that we talk about on the cotton loan program, and in addition to the absence of the economic assistance for U.S. textile mills, Chairman Peterson's proposal does discontinue cotton storage payments starting with the 2011 crop. Now, that again, that's a similar provision to the House bill. And he further tightens the means test, the adjusted gross income means test, in this proposal relative to the tightening that had already occurred in the House bill. Again, that raises our concerns because we see that further tightening of eligibility falling disproportionately on cotton producers.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
I think our main message right now is that we had two workable programs that emerged out of the debate in the House and Senate, or two workable farm bills, and we would hope that the House and Senate leadership would work within the parameters of those two bills and try to move forward in conference and craft something that sits within the parameters, and we feel like that can be a sound cotton policy.